And then sometimes people just take and take and take and take. So fuck, who knows? There's always a balance to things. Anyway, but yeah, as far as everything else is concerned, yeah, we'll sort it all out. If you mean the non-police thing, yeah, there was something in there about how I got them to write a letter for me saying that I've been working for them since January of 2017, and we'll take that in to get the police background check. I'm pretty sure that's the letter you're talking about. So yeah, we'll get that sorted. Sounds good. Mwah. Thanks for working on all this for us. Love you bunches. Mwah.
I know, but I feel like if it gets too successful, it might seem like I did it to get attention. And honestly, I truly did do it to just give back, because I already feel like I got tons of attention in November. And I don't know. I did a whole episode on why I was doing it. And it started out with a genuine give back kind of thing. And now it's turned into something completely different. And I don't want to seem selfish, but I think that's just my womanly, it's hard to take an opportunity for what it is moment, and I'm going to get over it. I'm over it. Yep, that is the exact letter I'm talking about, and I still need to send my thing in and get mine, but there's time because we're going to do it at the end of the month. So yay, 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 we're on top of things.
So before I go on, I'd like to again reiterate that my Chinese is not good. It's bad. But there are some little things that I do that when I speak very little and quickly makes people think that my Chinese is good. So here's some of the tricks that I thought about. I'm sure there's more that I just don't think about, but some that I thought about that I use. I think the number one thing I do is I try to use informal language. So for example, we're taught when we learn Chinese to say, let's say you want meat. So you go to a place and you say, yo meo nuro, which means, do you have beef? But I won't say that because they don't say that. So I would just say, nuro yoma. Instead of the yomeo something, something yoma. Works the same for jega yama, jega kuima. And they think that you're good because it's informal. Another trick that I use is that I listen when Chinese people speak English and I listen to the mistakes that they make, which you call Chinglish. And that teaches me how to make a correct sentence in Chinese because they're using Chinese sentence structure in English. So, for example, Chinese people will often say something like, I and my mother to Shandong. So you just directly translate that. 我和我的妈妈去山东. 我和我的妈妈一起去山东. I and the person together to Shandong. Overall, just copy the things that they say. They teach you to say how means good, but they don't say that. They say how de. In Shanghai, a lot of people say how de. So just copy those. Jiayou. Things like that are cool. And I think that it's important to see that the same thing goes both ways. One mistake that a lot of Chinese people make when they study English, and they study English a lot, is that a lot of them concentrate on formal English. And that's what makes it hard for them to communicate, even if their English is good, because they just come off as, well, they come off as not cool. If you go to university in America and you're someone from another country and you go up to another student and you say, excuse me, can you tell me where to find the dormitory? Everyone's going to think you're a nerd. But if you go up and you say, hey, man, where's the dorm? They're probably going to walk you right over. So I think that the key for me, at least, is to use informal language as much as possible so that people feel comfortable with you and you sound cool. The last thing I think I'm going to say, but I might have more later, is that most places in Shanghai have a local dialect. It's really worth learning 3 or 4 or 5 words in that local dialect. In Shanghai Hua, when I go to a store and I say Nong Hao or Shaya Nong, which is Ni Hao and Xie Xie, it blows their mind. They cannot believe that I know hello and thank you, which is so basic and simple, but it automatically makes them think that you're awesome. Obviously, if this goes any further and they start speaking to me in Shanghainese, I understand absolutely zero, but they still respect you more. And when they tell you that your Chinese is so good, you should don't say like, wo dong yi jian jian. Say like, boo, 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 which is exactly what they would say. They'll be like, no, 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 no. I think just copying their little mannerisms is what's done it for me.
Ronald, Ronald, boom, boom. Hey, I'm so excited. What does that mean? Time-wise, does until Monday mean that you're here now? Does it mean you're going to be here on Monday? My brain's fried. This is not you. This is me. I need you to get super specific because, as you can imagine, there's so much going on right now. If it's until Monday, meaning you're here Saturday and Sunday, yes, I have time. Yes, we should get together, but I need some specifics. Details, Mr. Details. And of course I can squeeze you in, Mister. Come on. This is you. This is us. We gotta say goodbye. I mean, it's never really goodbye, but hell yeah. Hell yeah. And if you're here this weekend, this is a good time because it gets explosively busy starting on Monday.
I shit you not. This just happened. So there I am, and Cheryl goes, hey, Evan, can you meet me in the lobby in like 15 minutes so we can talk about the poster you're thinking about doing? And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So so I meet, and I show the poster to her, and she's like, yeah, like that.